Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Coming up here on the show, yeah, we're going to talk some women's basketball because Caitlin Clark has now made the huge jump from Iowa City to Indianapolis. I feel like this is where someone like Caitlin Clark belongs, just the Midwest, heart of America, lifting up college basketball, women's college basketball. And to be fair, and she said this on SNL, she is certainly not the first woman who has been unbelievable in the women's game. She is the latest woman to help elevate the game, and I think she recognizes that. But also, it's interesting, too, that she was dying, Nick. She was dying to go to UConn, and UConn just didn't recruit her. Gina Armia said, you know, I got Paige Beckers over here. I've got other gals. Can you imagine if Caitlin Clark actually gone to UConn instead of Iowa?
I mean, imagine Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers playing together. Because, like, people forget Paige Beckers was the Caitlin Clark before Caitlin Clark, even though they were the same class. Like, Paige Beckers was the one that got more attention. Going to UConn, you know, certainly helps that. But, yeah, you always have those stories, right? Player that wanted to go to a certain school, didn't get recruited enough, and it kind of puts that chip on their shoulder a little bit. And I think that's one of the ultimate. I don't think Gino Auriemma sits back and goes, like, I'm sure he's like, oh, damn, I really wish I had her. But it's also, they've been a really good program for a long, long time and have had a lot of talent. So you're not going to get every talented player that's certainly out there.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, that Matt just put this in the chat. I don't know why Diana Taurasi decided to come out and release that statement saying, well, reality is coming. It's going to be different in the pros, which, I've never heard Caitlin Clark nor anyone else suggest otherwise. I guess that's just what Diana Taurasi does because maybe she went to UConn. Yeah. And because Caitlin went to Iowa, maybe there's some sort of rivalry there. But I thought it was interesting to see the dynamic where you've got Dawn Staley thanking Caitlin Clark. And again, Dawn Staley is another person who has helped raise the level of what we expect in women's college basketball with her coaching acumen. She was a hell of a basketball player. But it's weird to see so many different women in this sport back each other up. And then Diana Taurasi says, hey, reality's coming. Reality's coming. You're not in college anymore, which I think we all know that, right?
You don't look, you can't disagree with it, but it does kind of have that feeling. You see it a lot in the NBA, right? The old heads are mad at the younger players and they find some reason to get all upset and complaining about, you know, whatever type of hype or attention that's around that next young star that's coming up. And it doesn't just happen in basketball. It happens really in all sports, but you do feel like, like the NBA, we've certainly had this for a while, the change in the game, the change in the attention these players get. I would think that there is certainly a little bit of jealousy there from, you know, veterans on even the women's side of things, where now you're seeing the popularity grow in women's college basketball. And you got NIL deals. Remember, I mean, Caitlin Clark's making millions. She's going to make nothing in the WNBA. She's making millions just from NIL deals in college. The popularity, the stardom that now is being thrust upon these great players in women's college basketball, on the men's side of things too, but let's be honest, the women's game, women's tournament, a lot better than the men's tournament this year, and it's been that way for a little while given the turnover that you have on the men's side. this type of stuff leaks into, hey, the I've been here forever type of players that get frustrated and they see it and they want to make sure they make that point. Diana Taurasi is also not wrong. It's not going to be the same thing for Caitlin Clark, but here's the thing.
No, for sure.
She is the Steph Curry of women's basketball. If you're Caitlin Clark, I mean, you can make things difficult as much as you want for her, but when she's hitting 30-foot threes, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Same thing with Steph Curry, where people are like, well, you know, Steph back in the day with hand checking, it would have worked in the 90s in the NBA. Oh, really? Because you're not stopping him hitting 35-foot threes. And then that's the type right. of thing where that game is elevated and stretching the floor so much where it's just going to be different. Same thing for Caitlin Clark.
No, I think that's exactly right. And there will be a transition, but also at least it appears to me that the stars in the women's game in college basketball tend to project better than the men do. And maybe it's because mm-hmm. the talent there is more top heavy. So it's easier to project. Regardless, Caitlin Clark chosen number one overall, no surprise, last night by the Indiana Fever. And she joins, if you follow the WNBA, they have the current rookie of the year in Aaliyah Boston. So that's going to be a deadly combo mm-hmm. there in Indianapolis. The Sparks at number two go with Stanford forward Cameron Brink. Chicago Sky with Camila Cardoso out of South Carolina at three. And LSU's Angel Reese goes to the Sky as well at number seven. So I wanted to ask you about the proliferation of coverage when it comes to women's basketball and the rise in popularity, because Caitlin Clark is the latest, right? Whether it's Sabrina Ionescu mm-hmm. or Paige Beckers, who has also been a part of the conversation this season, or I remember even Cameron Brink, I believe one person voted for Cameron Brink as player of the year in women's college basketball instead of Caitlin Clark. There's a lot of talent there. There's been a lot of talent before, but it continues mm-hmm. to rise, and the women's game is more popular than ever. Do you think what we've seen in the women's game this year, which is really remarkable because they're setting ratings records, you're hearing people talk about women's basketball in the same vein as the men's tournament. Does this continue into the WNBA, or is this going to be something that you see more isolated to the college game?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It can. But you need Caitlin Clark to continue to be as close to the Caitlin Clark at Iowa that we saw. That's mm-hmm. really what this comes down to. It's you want to see that translate to the WNBA. You want to see it translate to that next level. If it doesn't, if she struggles her rookie year, you're going to lose a lot of that momentum that was mm-hmm. built there. It's just the reality of what it is, right? Like we talk about basketball being a game of momentum. Well, it's also, they're both leagues of momentum. The NBA is going to be going through a transition soon with LeBron retiring and Steph Curry retiring. At some point, those guys are going to retire. Well, it's who then takes that baton from them as the next great players. You have all of this hype and all of this excitement around the women's game at the college level. But, you know, Diana Taurasi, again, she's not wrong, is that it's going to be more difficult for somebody like Caitlin Clark to go there. Sabrina Ionescu, like you just mentioned, like she was kind of the Caitlin Clark even before then Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. And you go back and there was a lot of hype around her. I would argue that Caitlin Clark has had even more than what Ionescu had when she was there. But she was who Caitlin Clark was before then. And it's, you know, carried over to a point, and the Liberty were one of those super teams that you built. So it's like, you kind of have that. You need to have villains. You need to have really great players mm-hmm. that are disliked by some. You need to have rivalries. And if you can kind of combine all of that emotion mm-hmm. in this with the fact that Caitlin Clark is still playing like she did at Iowa or close to it, because she's really what's going to carry this first. I'm sorry. She just is. Yeah. She was the star at Iowa. She was the star in college. She has to be able to do that in the WNBA. It will grow women's sports continue to grow in terms of popularity, but it's based on momentum. And if the momentum doesn't carry over and continue, that's where the problem is. And that's what kind of sets it back a little bit. So we'll just have to see what Caitlin Clark looks like at the next level.
Yeah, I've always said, I think it's a really good point, is that you know you're doing something special when you force people to pay attention to you, regardless of the sport. And that's what Caitlin Clark did, right? So you were probably familiar with Caitlin Clark going into the season. You should have been based on what she did last year. But she took it to another level where I'm showing highlights to other people. I'm showing my girlfriend, like, you got to see this Caitlin Clark girl. Like, she is unbelievable. Yep. She is a hell of a basketball player. And so she's saying, even if you don't follow what I'm going to make you pay attention because I'm so great. So yes, that momentum needs to continue. And then also, Nick, I think it's an interesting point too, is that, you know, when it comes to any sport, drama is a part of it, right? And rivalries are a part of it. But the women's game, because it hasn't been given the same attention or the treatment as the men's game in the past, and a lot of that has to do with money and popularity, then there is a groundswell effort, and I certainly understand this, to support one another and to lift one another up. At the same time, at some point, once there are rivalries that actually develop and you see more personalities come out, then that makes it interesting, right? There's some of that drama that is, I mean, look at the NBA. The NBA is the most petty of all the leagues. Guys are always chirping each other, going off on each other, sending messages to one another, right? But it's part of the drama. It's part of what makes it exciting. The women don't really have that luxury just yet, I feel like, because they are still in the process of building up the sport. But if you add that drama to the mix, I'm not saying for these women to go after each other, but personalities matter, rivalries matter, and it adds to the intrigue.
Oh, hey, listen, you need to have villains. And it doesn't mean that they're, like, we call somebody a villain, it doesn't mean they're like a bad person, but like, it just means that they play that villain role. Like, that's kind of what it comes down to. And rivalries have been watered down in the NBA over the years. And that's based more on player movement, guys jumping all over the place. That's kind of settled down a little bit because you're starting to see these super teams don't actually work in the NBA. If you look at the WNBA, you've got star power, but you have to have a little bit of arrogance. You have to have the level of confidence that we saw from, again, Caitlin Clark specifically is just the first one that you go to, but she's not the only one. Cameron Brink is another. Big-time egos, big-time stars that have the confidence. What they did in college, they're doing in the WNBA. And you also have to market these stars. I mean, everything you can. The NBA is a star-driven league. It's not over. The teams are not the most important thing. It's the individual stars. There are people that are just fans of players and not teams in the NBA. That's the route that the WNBA has to go to. Because this may sound very basic and it may sound very simple, but the reality of it is you recognize the faces of basketball players more than you do, say, football players. You just don't have helmets on. Like, there's a lot of people that probably don't know what Christian McCaffrey looks like. But Christian McCaffrey is one of the great running backs in the NFL now and of all time. But you just don't recognize their faces as much. You see that in basketball. So you take advantage of that if you're these leagues, and you market these players, and you put them out there for everybody to see, and that's what grows the interest. And really, betting on the WNBA and even women's college basketball, there are a ton of advantages there because it's not as big of a market, even though it's growing on all kinds of angles. You're not getting the same line movement that's there. The numbers just aren't as sharp. And those types of things are going to be like that's going to get more and more people interested. And as you know, right, let's be honest, betting on any sport then generates more interest. And we've seen it time and time again as it's continued to grow in this country.
Oh, no question about it. And whenever you can find value, you look for value. It doesn't matter if it's a mid-major conference in college basketball. It doesn't matter if it's the WNBA. The WNBA, you're absolutely right about that, is a great place to find value. Maybe that will shrink over time as more people start betting. But for now, the league is more interesting, it's more talented, and in a position now to really break through more than it ever has been before.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.